Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord bless you. The Heavenly Father loves you so much, and He wants to feed you with the spiritual food from heaven. And I believe that you will be healthy, physically, strong, mentally, spiritually, after you receive the spiritual food from Him. The book of Psalm, chapter 34, verses 19 to 20, the Bible says, "The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken." The Bible promises that if we are righteous, which means we have faith in God and we obey God and do what He says, He will protect us, He will keep us, and He will bless us. I believe you are that person. Listen to this teaching and put it into practice. God bless you. May the Lord open heaven over you and use you in your lifetime to build the kingdom of God. I believe that the Lord wants to speak to you very important principle in your life so that you will not make mistake and you can pursue God's calling and get into the finish line. When you run the race and you will finish your course with joy. I would like to talk about godly counsels here. The Lord wants all of us to be successful and fruitful in life, but because we all have some limitations in understanding and in the knowledge of the Bible, and we need to hear the Holy Spirit, and we should be led by the Holy Spirit. However, God wants to use all of us in the church as a team. So we need to really depend on each other's wisdom and guidance. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says, "A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel." It's very clear here that we should be humble and receive good, godly counsel from godly men and women whom God put around us. I believe that we should not be a loner Christian. We should be in the good local church with godly shepherds, pastors, elders, deacons, and we should work together with a team of other godly, spirit-filled disciples or believers. That's why we need to gain understanding by attaining wise counsel from other believers. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Wow, the Bible is so clear here that we should not run our race alone. Even though the Holy Spirit is in us and He can guide us and tell us what to do, but the Holy Spirit also uses other people to help us to make the right choice too. It's almost like a three witnesses: our own heart, the witness of the Spirit in our heart, and the witness of other godly disciples or godly brothers and sisters who also listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need good counselors around us. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, again, another version say, "Without wise leadership, a nation falls. There is safety in having many advisors." In my life of service, I always receive counseling from my wife, from my elders and deacons and church members. When I want to talk about worship, I will talk to the worship leaders and the worship teams. And even in my neurosurgical practice, I also ask the opinion from my neurosurgeon friend or co-workers. I would like to ask them to see what they think about how to perform the operation on certain complicated cases. I need advisor. No matter how long I have been a neurosurgeon, no matter how long I have been a pastor, I need godly counsel. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, again, the Bible says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. In other words, if we are prideful, we think we know everything. In fact, we are foolish because we think that we know everything. In fact, we don't know everything. We have some limitations and we need godly counsel. But he who heeds counsel is wise. I believe you are that person. You are wise and you want to receive godly counsels from other people. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers, they succeed. Therefore, I would like to encourage all of you to really receive counseling from those who have higher authority over your life, maybe your care group leaders, or maybe your ministry leaders, or from your close Christian friends, your pastors and elders of the church. Any major decision in your life, whether personal decision or ministry decision or financial decision, I would like to ask you not to make your single-hearted decision, but you get counsel from other people. You need to respect and listen to your pastor, especially your senior pastor. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, tell us to obey our leaders and respect them. Hebrews 13, 17 say, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. You can see here that God wants us to really receive advice, counseling, and wisdom from our spiritual leader. Most of the time, our pastor or spiritual leaders know the Bible more than us. They have longer experiences with God. They also are more mature. They know the way of God better than us. And even they may not have a greater Bible knowledge than us, but God can speak to them. God can show them what to do. This kind of counseling or advice happened in the early church. In the book of Acts chapter 15, let me read the story and I will give you the summary. And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised. So these Jewish believers came from Judea to talk to the Gentile believers, new believers. Unless you are circumcised, according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. They want to put law, the law of Moses, into these Gentile new believers. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. Paul and Barnabas and other disciples could not come to the conclusion of what they should have taught the new believers in another city. So they went up to Jerusalem and would like to seek counsel from the apostles and elders of the Jerusalem church. So being sent on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, describing the conversion of the Gentiles. They caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders. And they reported all things that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up saying, it is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. Now the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there has been much dispute, Peter rose and said to them, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago, God chose among us that by my mouth, the Gentiles, I think he talked about the house of Cornelius, should hear the word of the gospel and believe. So God, who knows the heart, acknowledged them. It means God accepted them to be his children by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us, and make no distinction between us, us mean the Jewish believers, and them, the Gentiles believer, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you test God by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved in the same manner as they. In other words, they talk about salvation that come by the grace of God and we receive through faith. And we should not get saved by the law of Moses. Then all the multitude kept silent and listened to Barnabas and Paul, declaring how many miracles and wonders God has worked through them among the Gentiles. And after they had become silent, James was a senior pastor, answered, saying, men and brethren, listen to me. Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this, I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set it up so that the rest of mankind, which means both the Jews and the Gentiles, may seek the Lord. Even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, say the Lord, who does all these things. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath. Then it pleased the apostles and elders. So after all this counseling and discussion, they all listened to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit witnessed in their heart the right answer. He gave the witness in the heart of James, of Peter, John, Paul, Barnabas, all the apostles and elders, with the whole church, to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judas, who was also named Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brethren. They wrote this letter by them, the apostles, the elders, and the brethren, to the brethren who are of the Gentiles in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. Greetings. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your soul, saying you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good. It seemed good means the Holy Spirit bore witness in the heart of James, Peter, the apostles, and all the elders. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their life for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us. So in the counseling time, in asking for the advice of the godly man and a godly woman, the Holy Spirit will bear witness to you, to the counselor, the advisor, to the pastor and leaders whom you receive the advice and counseling words, the good plan and the direction. The Holy Spirit will confirm or impress in your heart and in their hearts, the counselor and advisor, confirm that this advice is good. So even though we seek counseling from our brothers and sisters, from our pastor and elders, and from other people, we should also listen to the Holy Spirit as well. So we all can witness together that this advice, this direction, this plan, this decision come from the voice of the Holy Spirit. But sometimes we are not sure that we listen to the Holy Spirit correctly. That's why we get the confirmation from our pastor and elders. Any major decision in your life, in ministry, please talk to your pastor, elders, and listen to them. Proverbs chapter 19, 20-21 say, listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. Another version says, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end, you will be wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. So you can plan in your head. You can listen to the Holy Spirit yourself, but you should also listen to the advisor and counselor around you. Don't make single way decision on yourself, on any major decision. Please humble yourself and have the fear of God in your heart and listen to other people as well. What are the characteristics of those who can give you and me advice and counsel? Acts chapter 6 verse 3 tells us, therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. We need to seek counsel from spiritual men and women, which means that these people really follow the Holy Spirit. They are not carnal people. And they have good reputation. They have good record of their life, full of the Spirit, full of wisdom. Those who know God's word, walk in the reverent fear toward the Lord, and live by the Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 say, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So you seek help from people who walk in the fear of God and who walk in the Spirit. In the book of Romans, the Bible said, don't walk according to the flesh. Romans chapter 8. Set your minds on the things of the flesh. Don't do that. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In other words, in another version say, in Romans chapter 8 verses 5-6, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about the things that please the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Let us develop our spiritual life, not to yield to the flesh, but yield to the Holy Spirit. Our best counselor is the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, 14-16 say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cried out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Brother and sister, let us be close to the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and seek counsel from spiritual leaders, those who have the fear of God in their heart, and those who prove their life in their ministry. John chapter 14, verse 16 says, And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever. Everything you do, seek counsel from the Holy Spirit who is inside you, and seek counsel from the godly men and women whom God put around you and over you. And if you can have the witnesses of all this, what to do, you can make the right choice. You could go the right direction in your life. John 14, 26 says, But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. You see, the Holy Spirit is our Counselor, our Comforter, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, and Standby. That's what Amplified Bible says. We need the Holy Spirit to be our counselor. And the Holy Spirit also speak to our brother and sister, our leaders. And they can tell us what the Holy Spirit says. So all of us, whether we seek counsel from other people or we give counsel to other people, everybody, those who give counseling and those who want to receive counseling and receive advice, all of us should listen to the Holy Spirit. Every believer, including your counselors and you yourself, should be led by the Holy Spirit. So in conclusion, I read many scriptures here today. In conclusion, you should ask the direction from the Holy Spirit and you try to confirm that is from the Holy Spirit by talking to counselor or advisor in your church or your pastor and your leaders just to confirm again. This is the way I live for all this almost 40 years. I always seek counsel from my wife, from my friend in the church, from people around me. I want to make sure that I don't make mistakes. And I make the right choice. I want to humble myself to listen to other people because then may see another part. We all see in part. We don't see everything. We don't know everything. We don't know all the Bible. That's why it's so good to work together as a team and serve God together and listen to one another. Be quick to listen and be slow to speak. Be slow to wrath. Okay, so hopefully from now on, you will be the servant of God who humble yourself and seek counsel from the Holy Spirit and from your leaders and your brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will be successful, fruitful, blessed, and God will use you to build His kingdom in this generation and your ministry will impact the generation to come. Thank you, Lord, that you answer us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord loves you so much. I am Pastor Dal, loves you and want to see you prosper and successful in your life. The book of Psalm chapter 34, verses 19 to 20, the Bible says, The righteous person faces many trouble, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. I believe that because you are the righteous person, you have faith in Jesus, and you live in the fear of God, you will practice what you learn from the scriptures, God will protect you, rescue you, and help you every time you cry out to Him. He will send His angels to watch over you. God bless you. Again, please come to listen to more teachings to build your spiritual life.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty.